Hello and welcome to Filling the Sink, a podcast from Catalan News. My name is Leah Bilaeva, and today we're talking about 080 Barcelona fashion. The 080 Barcelona fashion is Barcelona's fashion week, which takes place twice a year when up-and-coming as well as established brands and designers present their latest collections. Since 2013, it has been held at São Pau Art Nouveau site, and this week 24 designers have presented their ideas of what they think should be in vogue for 2024. On today's podcast, we will talk to some of the designers at 080, and we will also hear from the project manager who will give us a bird's-eye view of the event. Joining me today is Lorcan Doherty. Hi, Lorcan.
Hi, Leah.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Okay, so first things first, how do you correctly say the name of this fashion event? Because I said 080, is that correct?
Well, we've been having this debate. Like, the first time I saw it, I thought, okay, 080 Barcelona fashion. But actually, it was talking to Marta, the project manager of the event, who we're going to hear from later on. And, you know, in Catalan, they say 080. So it kind of makes sense in English to call it 080.
080.
And okay. It's the postcode of Barcelona. So if you're from here, it has that kind of recognition. But if you're from abroad, you don't know Barcelona.
Yeah, postcode. It doesn't really make sense. But to us who live here, it makes a lot of sense. 080.
080. I've got used to it now.
Okay, so this is the 33rd edition. So that means that it's kind of relatively new if we compare it to the so-called Big Four, which are the fashion weeks in Paris, London, New York, and Milan. Is it an important event?
I think it's very important for the people taking part, very important for the Catalan fashion industry here and for the brands. It does feature a lot of Catalan brands and other brands from Spain. It's a real platform for them to get their designs seen by a much wider audience than if this fashion event didn't exist. It would be much harder for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because now it's much more international than when it first started out.
Yeah, back in the 80s and 90s, there was an event called Passarella Gaudí, which I suppose was sort of similar. But in 2007, they had this idea to change the platform up a little bit, create this space for mainly Catalan designers, but also with a real international outlook as well. As you said, it's held twice a year and you kind of get spring, summer collections, autumn, winter collections. And the fashion sector in general in Catalonia is actually much bigger than I would have imagined. 15,000 companies are involved. So, you know, talking about suppliers, processing, manufacturing and retailers, which means 75,000 people are directly employed. And there was a turnover in 2019 of approximately 14.5 billion euro.
Wow. Okay. So the industry is, well, it's safe to say that it's huge here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And both of us went there for the very first time. So, Lorcan, tell me, what was your first impression of this event?
Yeah, I had no idea what to expect. It's funny because catwalks, runways, fashion shows, it's something that I think in my head, I've seen it on TV, I've seen it in magazines, something really, really familiar. But I've never actually sat there and watched it happening. And the atmosphere when the actual fashion show was taking place was actually surprising to me in that it's really quiet. It's like a concert. And just before it starts, there's like a hush descends. And it reminded me of like maybe going to like a classical music concert where there's this system of etiquette.
Yeah, that was my impression too. But I expected it to be a lot more chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, very nice and quiet. And everybody found their seats and waited for the show to start.
Yeah, I suppose it was a lot of the chaos is probably happening behind the scenes. I did see people ironing and, you know, making cuts on garments and, making changes like that. So that's where the chaos happens.
Okay, so you can confirm that what we have seen on TV and on shows that actually also happened in real life.
Yeah, there's definitely a bit of that.
All right. So I said when we started that it takes place at the São Pau Art Nouveau site.
Yeah, the location itself is absolutely stunning, you know.
We did a podcast on the modernist site a couple of months ago.
For listeners that didn't hear that one, it's an old hospital, but it's a beautiful brickwork and ceramics. And yeah, while you're waiting in between fashion shows, there's plenty of beautiful things to look at, like aside from the clothes.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say that it's almost difficult to make up your mind on where to look, because you can look at all the fashionable people who are there, or you can look at the beautiful buildings that you are surrounded by.
Yeah, exactly. There definitely were a few fashion fans as well who were dressed very extravagantly, very very flamboyantly, and a lot of expression, a lot of individual expression.
For sure. I noticed that too. And you talked to Marta Coca, who is the project manager at 080 Barcelona Fashion, about the fashion week as a whole.
Yeah, I caught up with her in her office a few weeks before the event itself. So preparations were very intense at that point. But luckily, she had some time to sit down and chat with me.
Well, let's hear how that went.
The 080 Barcelona Fashion is a platform to promote fashion. We have many of the designers are here, are locals, but also the platform is open to other nationalities and other brands from Spain or other countries. And what we are trying is to put all the Catalan brands in the radar of the international media and influencers to help them with the promotion the very first time at the very beginning, and later on they can commercialize better the products and the brands once they are more recognizable abroad.
Marta explains to me that over the years, this platform has helped Catalan designers get international recognition and open the door for them to do fashion shows abroad. She mentions places like London and Copenhagen, but I wonder what makes Barcelona stand out.
I think that the most important thing to be aware is that here there is a real fashion ecosystem. From the Industrial Revolution, Catalonia has been a very textile and leather cluster, powerful industry here. And so it is natural that if you have the textiles, the fabrics, the designers and brands, also to have this platform. Because there are many platforms in the world that doesn't have this industrial background in their countries, and they are just promoting through fashion school, to these platforms, but the industry is not there.
Marta admits that Catalonia's rich industrial heritage wasn't enough to prevent most production moving to China. But in recent years, there has been a shift back, in line with a focus on values such as sustainability and traceability.
There's a new Green Deal. It comes from Brussels. And this new Green Deal says that all fashion companies between 2025 and 2030 has to accomplish certain sustainability processes. For instance, it will be mandatory to have in all the fashion clothes the traceability. It's like a digital passport of the piece, just to be more transparent to the clients, and the clients will have the opportunity to know where has been produced, how many countries, or where are the textiles coming from. So I think that now we have also the commitment, or we should have the commitment, to just to tell them, it's your choice. It's better to buy less and better, and make the clothes be for many seasons in your wardrobe, than buying a lot and less quality, and in one or two seasons that piece is not anymore usable and you have to throw it out.
During the pandemic, 080 Barcelona Fashion went 100% online. And although in-person fashion shows are well and truly back, word of mouth off the back of those internet campaigns has had a lasting impact.
For instance, it was very difficult for us 4 seasons ago to try to bring here to the event media or influencers from the United States. And now through Instagram, they are asking us, could I be invited by the organization to join it? So I think that mouth to mouth in markets that we are not actively promoting, they are just approaching us. Also the digital communication through digital media influencers, but also their own social networks for the event, is like spreading and making the Fashion Week more renowned all over the world. although we are very conscious that we are not Paris or New York or Milan, okay? We are on the other, on another league.
Thanks to Marta Coca for speaking with us. One thing that I found really interesting that Marta talked about was the shift back to sustainability. Because the fact is that less than 1% of all the material that we use when we produce clothing is actually recycled to produce new textiles. Less than 1%.
Yeah, on the global level, it's, well, I find that really quite surprising. We also discovered that after food, housing, and transport, global consumption of textile products is the fourth largest consumer of raw materials and water. And sustainability is undoubtedly one of the buzzwords that, you know, you hear a lot about at 080 Barcelona Fashion. And the brands there that I was speaking to as well, they point out that they make clothes to last, which in itself is more sustainable, rather than fast fashion, yeah, where after a couple of washes, clothes start to disintegrate. So I think the fashion industry represented at 080 Barcelona Fashion and these kind of places would argue that they are very much on the ball when it comes to these kind of issues. Mm-hmm. And while it is a global problem, they would lay the finger more on these fast fashion outlets.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I've heard about that I find really, really fascinating in these new times of talking about sustainability is reducing the amount of collections that are put out each year.
Yeah, this was something that Marta brought up with me as well, that especially for smaller brands and designers, actually producing two collections a year is a lot of work and a lot of money. And that nowadays in a lot of climates, it's not necessary. She gave the example of here in Barcelona. Obviously, you need a winter coat in winter, but underneath that, the layers and stuff, you might have the same wardrobe in winter as in summer to a certain extent, or mm-hmm, some of the same items. So if you're looking at how much we consume, then yeah, these kind of clothing that works across various seasons, I suppose, is another way of looking at it, another way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we said, like, this fashion platform, 080 Barcelona Fashion, does take place twice a year because that's the tradition in the fashion world, you know, and it's normally autumn, winter collection in one and spring, summer in the other. But it's changing.
It's changing. And I think also we noticed that during the fashion shows, right? Because normally at this time of year, the different designers, they would present their fall winter collections. But we didn't see only fall winter, right?
No, there was some of that. There was, you know, in the woolen collections and things like that. But we saw some beachwear, which, you know, as someone from Ireland, I didn't know there's a whole, you know, genre of clothing, beachwear. You know, I thought, okay, your togs, your swim shorts, and that's it. But no, let's not forget that here in Catalonia, you could spend all day, every day on the beach for several weeks, several months. You have breakfast, lunch and dinner on the beach if you want. So that's a lot of clothes needed.
Well, speaking about collections, you went backstage to some of the shows and talked to some designers. So let's hear how that went.
I think this collection will be really surprising because we are doing a collection inspired like in a premium beachwear style. So you will see very nice looks. My name is Eva Dimas and I'm the head of brand of Simorra.
Founded in Barcelona in 1978, Simorra's mission is to create high quality clothing for women, perfectly designed and made to last. I'm backstage at 080 with Eva Dimas, whose family joined forces with designer and founder Javier Simorra.
20 years ago, more or less, my family, who comes from the fabric industry, entered in the business and they started collaborating and doing a win-win collaboration in which they were taking all the knowledge from Javier about patterns and all the knowledge from my family about fabrics and going together in order to do like really nice collections.
Fabric is the starting point for Simorra, the canvas on which its designs are created.
Every year we choose really nice concepts that we express through our fabrics. And we develop fabrics thinking on them being able to express and to explain stories. So this year the concept is the art of braiding, and the idea is to be inspired about the fact of how women braid in community and take all this inspiration into our fabrics, being able to express like the need of society to be in community.
I leave the Simorra team to make their last minute adjustments before they hit the catwalk and step around ironing boards, sewing machines and rail upon rail of beautiful clothing to head back out into the Barcelona sunshine.
I'm Trisha and I'm from the US.
I'm Santiago and I'm from Barcelona.
I'm just loving seeing all the different outfits, seeing what everyone's wearing. I think that's my favorite part. It's such a cool collection of people and I love it.
An iconic location as well, I'd say.
I wonder, has Trisha noticed any difference in the way people dress here in Barcelona compared to back home in Michigan?
Oh, definitely. I think the Europeans in general know how to dress way more than the people in the US. So I love to see everyone walking down the street, whether it's going to work, grabbing a coffee, like the women here especially, they go all out. It's amazing.
Trisha and Santiago have tickets to see Lola Casademunt's latest collection. But before that, it's the turn of Os Entropía to take to the runway. I managed to grab a moment with their design director, Alejandra Valero. Their spring-summer collection is inspired by the Hindu spring festival, Holi. Holi, Alejandra says, is pure excitement. A lot of artistry, a lot of crafted garments, a lot of texture, handmade prints and natural dyes. Holi is the festival of colours in India, joie de vivre, and all the garments are very well crafted and well thought out for this festival. It's all about enjoyment, happiness and vitality.
Thanks to Eva, Alejandra, Trisha and Santiago. So we heard from these more established designer names, but actually the 080 Barcelona fashion is a mix of both established designers and brands and also upcoming names, right?
Yeah, that was one of the things that Marta, the project manager, highlighted when I spoke to her, that they do try and bring in upcoming designers, and in fact media and the brand's guests make up the majority of the audience. But I did mention that a lot of students, design students, are invited along as well when there's space. And Marta says it's great because sometimes you see students come along. She mentioned one, Inyaut, who is now, he was a designer at this year's event, and a few years ago he won the Upcoming Talent Award of 080 Barcelona, but he first came as a student.
Another young designer who presented for the very first time this season is Guillermo Justicia. So his take on fashion is to mix his background in environmental sciences with fashion. So he plays with prints and colors and explores also the relationship between plants and fungi. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much diversity among the 24 designers that presented. Inclusivity is another word that we heard. And I think the most overtly inclusive brand has to be Freeform Style, because designers there, Marina Vergés and Carolina Asensio, they make clothes for what they say are non-standard bodies. This particular collection that they were displaying at 080 Barcelona Fashion this week was called Work in Progress, and it pays homage to workwear of the 19th century in the United States. But one of the things is that the clothes are always made to fit people who use wheelchairs.
And that's very, very necessary, this type of vision in the fashion world, I think. And another person worth mentioning is Velázquez, who is a Colombian-born designer who has used his own experience as a queer person who has grown up well between London and Madrid to change our ideas of what menswear is and masculinity, and also just the social conventions of, well, how we dress and who is supposed to wear what. So that is really, really interesting too.
Yeah, and you could definitely see some of those themes among the people that were attending the fashion show as well. So the kind of gender fluid appearance, I suppose, when it comes to fashion.
For sure. And I guess that the whole purpose in fashion is to push the envelope.
Absolutely.
And with that, well, it's time for the Catalan phrase of this week. And what is it this time, Lorcan?
Passat de moda.
Okay, and what does that mean?
Out of fashion, basically.
Okay, so if you go to the 080 Barcelona fashion, you won't be passat de moda.
Exactly. And if you check out all the looks online from Barcelona fashion, you will be sure not to be passat de moda. For a while, at least.
For a while, at least. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening. Please do subscribe to Filling the Sink wherever you get your podcast if you haven't already. Thanks again to Alejandra, Marta, and Eva for speaking with us. Thanks to you, Lorcan.
Thanks, Leah.
And we'll be back again next Saturday with another episode of Filling the Sink. On behalf of the team here at Catalan News, I'm Leah Bilaiva, wishing you a great weekend. Fins aviat. Adeu.